Thunder Bay. Thunder Bay's new city council charted a possible path forward on an indoor turf facility on Monday, indicating strong interest in a Soccer Northwest Ontario proposal. Council also gave staff the go-ahead to ink deals giving the Thunder Bay Community Auditorium greater independence on Monday, committing millions in city funds in a move that's hoped to open new revenue options for the venue. Council will meet again on December 19 before breaking for the holidays. Council shows interest in turf proposal. Council signaled strong interest in a proposal from Soccer Northwest Ontario to build a steel-supported indoor turf facility adjacent to the community auditorium. Snow says the concept could be the answer to years of fruitless debate over how to build indoor turf capacity, expressing confidence it could be built for under $20 million and run an operating surplus. Dozens of soccer players and other supporters of that vision rallied at City Hall Monday calling for action after the previous term of council failed to find a way forward. Council directed administration to return with a report on the concept by March, over objections from top staffers, and some on council, that timeline didn't leave enough time for a thorough review. Read our full coverage. City commits millions for community auditorium. Independence Council approved well over $3 million in support to help the Thunder Bay Community Auditorium get on its feet as an independent entity under a new deal with the city. City and auditorium leaders say the new arrangement will give the TBCA access to new fundraising tools like lotteries and some provincial and federal funds that aren't open to municipalities. The TBCA expressed hope that will help it make enough financial headway to take risks on bigger events like the Bluesfest, which it recently announced it won't organize in 2023. Council authorized staff to sign agreements relating to the transition on Monday. Read our full coverage. Impact of Bill 23 on City. Uncertain staff reported on how the Ford government's sweeping housing legislation, Bill 23, could impact Thunder Bay. Administration raised concerns the omnibus bill could reduce environmental protections and require the city to take on some review work traditionally performed by the Lakehead Region Conservation Authority, and noted it was implemented amid serious objections and with little time for consultation. However, staff acknowledged the impacts of Bill 23 will likely be felt more keenly by municipalities in southern Ontario, and did not advise of any specific risks or increased costs to the city of Thunder Bay. "There's much we don't know about where this will go," said City Manager Norm Gale, noting some regulations that will flesh out the legislation have not yet been written. Read our previous coverage. City faces uncharted challenges. On Poverty Council received an annual presentation on the city's poverty reduction strategy, helmed by the Lakehead Social Planning Council, LSPC. Residents of Thunder Bay more than ever are feeling the impact of rising interest rates and the high cost of living, Executive Director Marie Clausen told councillors. "Our local food banks and emergency food providers are facing uncharted challenges as these turbulent economic conditions continue to not only exacerbate and deepen food security inequities, but these are actually impacting those who are employed." Clausen said that 49% of local residents currently fall below the poverty line, using the federal market basket measure of $44,300 for a family of four. The LSPC reported it assisted nearly 7,000 local residents with tax returns in 2022, with those they assisted receiving a collective estimated $2.9 million in tax refunds. Ambulance price tag rises. A Superior North EMS ambulance order is being hit by rising costs. The city initially budgeted $820,000 in 2022 to buy four new ambulances and associated equipment. The order is now expected to cost the city well over $1 million. Council approved an additional appropriation of $181,753. Tournament Center ice plant work approved. Council approved $108,108.95 in costs for repairs to the ice plant at the Thunder Bay Tournament Center. The improvements include a new variable frequency drive, VFD, and transducer, new PVC piping, and a new heat exchanger and piping. The work was completed earlier this year by Norouester Management Corporation, which rents the city facility. The company will be compensated in the approved amount from the city's Tournament Center Capital Reserve Fund, to which the company contributes $25,000 a year.